You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, fellas? Welcome back to Convos Over Cold Brew. Today we are talking with my older sister, Ellie Abrahamson. It's been a little bit of time since we talked with her, so let's just get right into the chit-chat.
All right, we're recording.
All right. What's up, everyone?
Hey, guys. Hey. Welcome back to Combos Over Cold Brew. We are here with my dearest older sister, Ellie Abrahamson.
That's me.
Hey. Ellie, do you want to introduce yourself to the podcast?
Ooh, a little introduction. All right.
Yeah.
Well, most of you guys, actually, they probably don't know who I am.
They probably do.
They might be aware. My name's Ellie Abrahamson, Emma's older sister by a couple years. I also used to be a runner, and now I'm not like Emma, so.
We're just two washed up runners.
Very washed up.
So some of you guys may have seen my conversations with Ellie on my YouTube channel. They kind of get a lot of views somehow, even though it's us just blabbing away about nothing and weird inside jokes for 25 minutes. But I kind of figured that this podcast was going to have a similar vibe just without the video camera.
Probably better. No one needs to see our faces.
Yeah, that's true. People don't need to know what I look like at the moment.
Right now? Absolutely not.
Nope. So to start, I mean, I feel like if you want to get to know Ellie better, maybe go watch those videos on YouTube just to get a little bit more in-depth, just kind of background. Or, wait, is your YouTube channel still up?
Yeah, I privated a few of the extremely cringy videos, but most of them are still up there if you guys want to check it out.
Okay.
I haven't been active in about 9 months, but yeah, check it out. Ellie Abrahamson.
You can go see what she was all about at least 9 months ago. But let's just give us a life update, Ellie. How are things going?
Yeah. I think the last I left off on social media was that I was a professional runner. And since then, I haven't really given any updates except for the fact that I work in marketing now at a commercial real estate company in San Diego. I was living in Atlanta, but have since moved back to the West Coast. And now I'm just, your average 25-year-old girl working a real job, and I'm still working in quarantine, so, just on the laptop and grinding all day long. Pretty much all I do. I still run a little bit, stay in shape.
Yeah, Ellie will make posts on her Instagram saying that she's so unfit and so out of shape, and it angers me because Ellie is still running 8 miles sub 7 minute pace.
Yeah, but it's just not the same, On social media, I say, I'm running these runs at this pace, and it seems like I, feel good doing that, but, I'm pretty out of breath now running sub-7, so it's not the same as it once was, but...
See, the difference between you and I, I say I'm not in running shape, and I can run 8:30 pace on
my run. All right, it's all relative, okay? It's all relative.
I guess so. Yeah. So how was life without professional running?
Yeah, life is completely different. My lifestyle now is... I don't even really remember how I was living before because it's just so different. I don't know. I'm just like a lot more relaxed now. I have a lot more, I don't know, balance is so cliche, but I do a lot more now. You know, I have a social life. I'm out and about. Definitely not right now in quarantine, but I don't know. I think I'm a lot more social. So that's like a big thing that was lacking when I was a professional runner. I didn't really get out much. It was kind of just, me, to be honest, just living in an apartment alone, crying. No, I'm just kidding. we don't get into that. No, it was honestly, it's better now. I feel like I'm slowly finding what I want to do. I don't know if it's commercial real estate forever, but I am enjoying just being an average person because I feel like I've never had that. I mean, you know, we didn't really grow up average. We were always grinding away with the athletics. So it's kind of weird readjusting to this normal lifestyle.
It's a lot of freedom.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's a little too much freedom.
Oh yeah. I would agree with that.
It's kind of it kind of stresses me out.
Yeah, it's so much freedom that it stresses me out, too. And the fact, I feel like a lot of people are going through that with quarantine, though, just not being in their normal, like, 9-to-5 routines
100%.
Or their school schedules or whatever. It just, I think people are getting a little bit of taste of what it's like to not have, I guess, like, big restrictions on your time during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, it can almost be, like, exhausting to a certain, overwhelming. And debilitating.
Because absolutely you're like, exhausted. Winded at like 1 p.m. I'm like, I can't do anything else. Winded. I'm breathing heavy. 1 p.m. comes around. I'm like, I just walked up the stairs. I'm out of breath. I'm like, wow, that was a hard, hard session on the laptop. Like, I'm not kidding. It's draining.
I mean, I get out of breath from going up the stairs too, but it's not from hard session on the laptop.
Emma,
I am out of shape.
My workout yesterday was a 20-minute arm sesh. Like, I did maybe 30 push-ups, and I was dripping, drenched in sweat, out of breath. I had to take a break, 7 push-ups in my last set, and just, like, sit there because I was about to die. So.
Okay, but also arms. Like, when have you ever trained arms in your life?
I think that was the problem. Like, legs, no problem. But arms, to this day, just, I couldn't swim. We all know that. So, like, just the upper body strength in general is just always lacked.
Yeah.
Never had that. You know too. The pull up.
Yeah.
Come on. Everyone's in the family. Abrahamson curse. Sarah can also probably relate.
The Abrahamson curse has been broken, Ellie.
What?
The Abrahamson curse. The OG Abrahamson curse.
The pull up?
No, not the pull up.
Oh.
You know the actual Abrahamson curse we used to talk about.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that.
Oh, wait. No, I don't. Are we allowed to talk about it on the podcast?
What do you mean?
Never mind. Okay, we'll say that for another time. Okay.
No, the Abrahamson curse was that none of us have boyfriends ever.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What the heck were you talking about?
I don't. Let's just forget that ever happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, I guess it's been broken.
You guess? So Ellie has a boy toy in her life.
I love how you say that right as you walked into the room.
Uh-oh, I'm not supposed to be on the podcast. You're going to have to edit this out.
Why is he there?
The last 4 minutes. You want to come on? Guest star.
A guest star? Ooh, can I talk about running?
Can you hear him?
Tyler, get out of here. I need to actually
She needs to finish this podcast. You got to get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah.
She doesn't want me on her podcast.
I'll talk to you soon.
I'm sad.
I know. Maybe she'll leave it in.
I want to be a guest star.
Tune in on Thursday.
Uh-oh.
I can't. Okay. Oh, I'm dead.
Yeah, anyway. So how is balancing being in a relationship and like your normal life? How is it different?
Yeah, I mean, I was never really one to have anyone else around. So it's kind of, I mean, it's nice. You know, you always have someone there and you're always entertained. I feel like I definitely didn't see it coming. So And kind of timed it right with the quarantine too. I mean, it all kind of worked
out. Provides some good entertainment.
Yeah, no, I like it. It's just different. I feel like there are pros and cons to being by yourself and being with someone. I don't know what I ever really thought. Like, everyone always like wants a boyfriend or wants someone around, right? But I don't know. I think there's nothing wrong with being single either. I mean, we were both single for our entire lives, pretty much.
We were. I still am.
Well. You had that guy for a couple months.
Oh yeah,
he was around.
Shut up.
He might listen.
Okay, Ellie, what have you learned about yourself being in a relationship? Because this is your first serious one, for sure.
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess compromise. I mean, when you're by yourself, you're not really having to think about anyone else. When you make decisions, even when it's as trivial as like a meal and sharing food.
Oh, Ellie sharing food.
Yeah, I will say it's still kind of a problem. You can attest to that. He actually did some analysis of us this morning, our entire family, if you want to hear that. He was like,
oh, wait, can you tell it on the podcast, please?
I could definitely share it with the listeners. Okay. He thinks, so I have this issue, like, say I make a bowl of oatmeal, right? And I'm eating it, and he asked for a bite. I kind of get a little weird. I get a little territorial. I'm like, I mean, there's a banana right there. You can have that instead. Like, some banana and peanut butter, whatever. You know, I try to, like, steer him away from eating my food. And he's like, it's because you grew up with siblings, right? And you're always having to share. You're always, like, worried something's going to get stolen from you. And I immediately thought about our clothing debacles growing up. And I was like, I mean, it's kind of true. Because he's an only child.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, like, I never had to share with anyone growing up. I was never worried anyone was going to take my stuff. So now I'm just super generous. I'm like, okay, that's... I don't know about generous, but
do you think that's why? Because...
I think it's a childhood thing. I think that's why. Like, I mean, everything stems from your childhood.
So, I mean, I guess
I don't know, but then I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just selfish, right? So yeah, I've had to learn to share more, and even just like share my time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's not just me anymore. I can't just go out for 3 hours and not say where I am. He gets mad even if I leave for a run.
A blast on.
No, honestly, it's all good. It's all good. I prefer it.
You prefer it. That's prefer good. It.
Yeah.
Kind of going back to childhood. How did you like being the oldest sibling in the family?
Oh, that's a question.
And how do you think it affected you?
I mean, it's just hard to say because I feel like I don't know what it's like to be the middle child or the youngest. All I know is the oldest position and. I wouldn't really change it for anything. I don't really want to be you, so.
Hey!
Or Steven.
Well, that's different because he's the only guy in the family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have a brother.
We have a brother, guys. Yep, he's, no one knows that. Fun fact. But no, I like being the oldest. I feel like it's given me discipline. I've had to take the hard way in a lot of situations, I would say. I have to, like, I'm like the learning, like, experiment. Or something. I guess you could say, like, I don't know. I always think back, this is a stupid example, but I always think back to like AP World History. I died in that class. And then none of you guys end up having to take the AP. You're like, oh, I'm never taking that class. Like, stupid things like that. It's like, okay, well, then they got away with not having to do all that work that I had to do. So just like stuff like that. That's a con to being the oldest. But other than that, I don't really have a problem with it.
Yeah, I feel like that happens in a lot of families. Right. I don't think you're alone in that. Uh-uh. You're the parents' experiment. I like that.
I'm an experiment. It's fine.
I learn from all your mistakes.
I mean,
I don't
do you wish you were me? Like, do you wish you were the oldest?
No.
Okay.
I like being the second oldest.
There we go. I guess we both got the positions we wanted.
Just because we have no idea what the other one's like.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like Sarah kind of got the best position.
Why?
Because I feel like... At that point, the parents kind of just, like the third child, they're more lenient. And she got away with a lot of things and like blamed us and they would like take her side because she was younger and cuter.
Yeah, but that's because Sarah didn't even speak.
True, she was mute.
Sarah was mute, kind of. Sorry, Sarah, but.
Well, you were a little fight starter, I would say.
I definitely caused ruckus.
You caused a riot. Oh.
Okay, don't act like you did not cause a riot either.
The golden child.
Shut up.
I didn't do one. I've never gotten any fights with you.
Oh, yeah.
I never let them go on too long or anything.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, but I feel like You and I have had like an unusual relationship, I will say.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's changed a lot. We've gone through ebbs and flows.
It's just like, I feel like our moods and it just all changes. We've gone through a lot of change ourselves. So I feel like that's just reflected in our moods.
Yeah.
In our relationship or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's at a good point now.
Oh, I would say so too. I mean, we talk all the time.
Yeah. It's kind of weird because I feel like we've lived like the very, very similar lifestyles but kind of at different times.
That is true.
Right?
We've gone through very similar things.
I mean, you lived in Atlanta right before I lived in Atlanta. So it's kind of just, that sounds like I'm copying you, but.
Well, were you?
Maybe. Well, I was supposed to join the same team as you and then you dipped.
Sorry, dude.
You didn't follow through with the team.
I had to go too. We both did.
I know.
But yeah, so we definitely went through similar experiences. But I would say, I think you, Sarah, and I are pretty close right now. Though you guys are probably closer considering the fact that you guys live together. So
yeah, we're living together now in a house, and we're gonna be living together in an apartment come 2 weeks. Yeah. So yeah, me and Sarah are pretty. We're chilling. She might be taking over your position as the fave.
Was I ever the favorite? I don't think I was ever the favorite.
Yeah, maybe not.
I'm just kidding. How is living with Sarah? How do you like living with a sister?
Honestly, Sarah and I vibe pretty well. I don't know. It's just easy to live with her. I think we both like things clean in the kitchen, and it's just all like, I don't really know. I have nothing to say about it. It's just very positive.
So a clean kitchen. That's all you need.
Oh my God.
It's funny. If you guys like a clean kitchen, you guys can live with Ellie.
It's funny because I usually don't keep the kitchen clean, but I've learned in my
No, you don't at all. What are you talking about? I didn't even think about that. You leave the kitchen a mess.
My past roommates in Atlanta probably wouldn't agree that I keep a clean kitchen. But no, I've improved a lot. I feel like, I don't know, like when I have a nice space, I'm more motivated to keep it clean. So this house is gorgeous and the apartment's really nice. Like, I don't know, when it's already dirty, like I'm less motivated to clean the counters.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. Wait, did you guys already find an apartment?
Yeah, we're moving just down the street into this new apartment. Not a new apartment complex, but this super, it's so cute. Oh, you would love it. Sarah's friend lives there too. It's going to be a whole vibe. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow, thanks for updating me. I didn't even know that.
We just found out. Well, we don't even have it for sure. Like, I mean, we kind of do, but it's like 90%. So I won't say for sure that we have it, but pretty much, yeah. In the last day, we found out. So excited.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
What are some things that you want to achieve over the next 5 years in your life?
Whoa. Is this a job? Is this a job interview?
Yeah.
Oh.
For the employer's listening.
I didn't study. Okay, next. I'm 25 now. So by the time I'm 30, I mean, are we talking like career?
Dude, we're talking just anything life? You want to achieve. Anything what do you want to do?
Oh, God. Make more money.
Okay, Ellie's money motivated.
I realize I am kind of money motivated. I feel like that's partly why like running didn't work out, because I want to set up a life for myself where I can own a house. And, I mean, start a family at some point. I don't know about in the next 5 years. But, yeah, I'm pretty career focused right now. I'm trying to just figure out what line of work I want to do. Like I said, I'm in marketing, but I have no idea. Marketing is not very lucrative. So I'm thinking about switching into the brokerage side of commercial real estate. So getting into more like salesy stuff. And I don't know, I want to start like a side hustle. I'm really into this quarantine's inspired me to pick up some new skills. So I've been trying to learn Photoshop, Illustrator, develop my passion for creativity. So I don't know, maybe start a side of like design business of some sort, graphic design.
Yeah, I saw that post that you made yesterday, and I was very impressed on your
design a little account. I don't even have any followers, but I'm just going to start posting like a couple drawings a week. Yeah. Drawings a week just to, you know, put myself out there, see what happens.
That's what you got to do. Everyone has to start somewhere, you know?
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people give up before because they just want success right away, right?
Yeah, you got to put in that work.
You got to put in the work, guys.
You got to grind it out.
You really do, though. Like, I think that's what I don't know, because me and Emma both like talk about how we miss running sometimes, but I feel like we just miss the success. and like just being really, really good at something. And we forget
that.
Yeah. And I forget how many, like, I don't know, that took us like 15 years to develop that skill. And I'm like, now I'm like, oh my God, I just want to be really good at something. Ellie, you've been in this job for 9 months. Like, it's just, everything takes way more time than you want it to.
Yeah. And so. I mean, you really do have to start kind of with nothing most of the
like
time.
Like, zero skill. Like, I thought, like, even when I was getting this job, I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know. I feel like I was really good at marketing and like going into this, but I realized I know absolutely nothing. Like, I've gained so many skills in 9 months. Just, yeah, it always takes so much time. So, basically, career development is what I'm focusing on.
Yeah, and I think going from being, like, so athletically focused our whole lives, like, we haven't really had the chance to even dive into anything else that exactly. we like to do.
I know.
So we're going to have to start with nothing.
It's scary. Like, I'm always like,
it is scary to just – well, that's why sometimes I think, like, I just kind of default back into running because I'm like, well, that's what I know how to do. I know how to be good at it. Like, I know what it takes to get there, and I, like, have tasted the success, I guess, or whatever.
Exactly.
So it's, like, it's really intriguing to kind of just fall back on that. But I think right now, for both of us, we just kind of need to tap into other things in our life to just build as people, I guess, moving forward, just beyond running.
I mean, 100%. I always think back. I'm like, oh, man, like, I could just – in a few months' time, I could be back at this shape, and then I could go back and run, like, whatever. I think about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, Ellie, why would you – like, you left for a reason. There's a reason why you left. Like, let's focus on improving ourselves in other ways now. Like, you don't need to go back to what you were once good at. You can get just as good at something else. It's just a matter
exactly.
of –
but like you said, it's just – it's scary to put a bunch of effort into something that you don't know what the outcome's going to be.
And that you suck at in the beginning. Like –
Oh, well, yeah, God. That too.
Oh my God. Like,
it's just defeating.
It's so defeating. I just feel like, I mean, this is so dramatic. I feel like an absolute failure. Like not absolute failure, but just like really dumb. I'm like, man, I'm like, what did I even learn in school? Like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then I just have to do a deep analysis and realize I'm not actually stupid. And suck myself out of that yeah. mindset every day. But yeah, it's just hard because I miss being really, really talented and really, really good at something. But I mean, if we keep putting in the work, we'll get just as good at something else, right? That's what I tell myself.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, it's not like you're not going to make progress if you do something and you work at it every single day.
And it's scary. Like in quarantine, now that we have so much time, I'm like, oh my God, I just need to like spend all my time trying to like develop this skill or like do all this work. And I mean, working yourself to death is also not the answer. Like,
yeah.
It's still, like, you can only do so much in a day. So that's also been a problem for me. Like, with all this time in quarantine, I'm like, I don't know, it's kind of, like, stressful in a way. It's, like, the same thing,
yeah,
like,
you,
having too much like time.
Finding, and it's finding the work-life balance, like, how
yeah.
to tap out of that work thing, like, work mindset. And I deal with that a lot just working from home all the time. Like,
oh, I know.
I just, it's a constant feeling, like, I need to be working all the time.
Right.
Because there's always something that you can do. Like extra. And I don't think I do a really good job of setting out like a good schedule for myself that like kind of mixes it up or like that just kind of divides it. I don't really do a better, I need to do a better job
right.
dividing my time.
I mean, it's hard. You're your only employee. Like, I
yeah,
think
exactly.
you need to remember, but then you need to say to yourself, like, oh, I'm an employee. Like, employees get vacations. Employees like only work 8 hours a day. Like, yeah, I think it's just a matter of the mindset thing.
I guess, but it's just hard because I'm the only one giving myself yeah, feedback too. So it's like, am I working hard enough? I don't even know.
Right. You're like, I could always be doing something else. Like, I shouldn't be watching Netflix right now, but in a way, like,
exactly.
Watching Netflix is productive because you're relaxed. You're like resting your mind for the whenever you're actually working. So
exactly. I remember a friend of a friend telling me that, like, she was impressed with how hard I work. And this is, like, years – this is, like, 2 years back.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, kind of shocked because leading up to that moment, I always thought that I was never doing enough. And, like, I just thought
life.
I wasn't – I wasn't working hard. So when someone on the outside, like, thought I was doing a lot of work and working hard, it just kind of gave me perspective, I guess.
Right. Well, I mean, we're always so hard on ourselves. Especially
yeah.
as, like, runners, too. And just growing up as athletes – I think it's just
yeah.
always, like, we always feel like we're not good enough.
yeah.
I
and, but,
people,
I mean, it's, like, you kind of have to take that running mindset into the work environment, though, because, like, running, you it's not like you can just run 100 miles in one day and be good. Like, you're going to destroy your body if
Very
you do that.
True.
So you have to, like, take it slow and just kind of like work at it every single day to get better.
Take it slow. Something I'm like just not very good at. Like I want to take it fast and be really amazing, but
I know, but that's not how it works. And that's not how running works either. That's why, when people like ask for like running tips, it's like, it's all about consistency.
Yeah. That is the number one thing.
Yeah.
It's always like, consistency.
It's not a glamorous answer at all.
Not what you want to hear. Just,
no, it's not what you want to hear.
Consistency over years and years and years and years of time. Oh.
Yeah, like I posted a TikTok and it was like how to get better at running. And there were some like just general tips on there, but the last one was like, I don't know, 10 plus years of like workouts and base training. So, yeah.
I think I saw that one. I was like, 10 plus?
Everyone
quits immediately.
It's just, yeah, I mean, it's true. It's not like just because you eat a healthy meal means that you're going to be good at running. It's like, oh, no. It takes years.
So many years. So many workouts.
So many workouts, yeah.
That's why it's also kind of stressful to me now because I'm like, oh, man, I don't even know if I can go back to running. Like,
what do you mean?
I took a year off, right? It's going to take years to get back in the shape I was. So that's not even an option.
Well, we had this conversation the other day. It would take you max 4 months to
get back in the shape.
Dude, you can already run sub-7, you're fine.
Bro, either way, I'm not going back.
For now. Who knows what the future has in store.
We're young. I mean, yeah, sometimes I feel
really
old.
We really are young in the grand scheme of things, so.
Yeah, we're not that old yet. But I don't, 20-quarter century, like, ooh.
Yeah, you're getting up there, dude.
Dude, I have crow's feet kind of on my left side.
Ellie, I've always had those since I was a youth, from junior guards over the summer.
I think it was the triathlon year for me. Like, I just always stared into the sun squinting, and now I'm just screwing myself.
You should have worn, well, you did wear sunscreen, didn't you?
Yeah.
Ellie!
No, I did.
No, you didn't. You're a liar.
No, I did. Like,
you spent hours every day in the sun.
I really screwed myself. Yeah.
Okay, well, at least you learn now.
No, I wore sometimes. Not all the time, like I should have, but I'm learning. Now that I'm 25, I told myself in my head, like, once I'm 25, I'm going to start caring a lot more about age maintenance.
Age maintenance!
Yeah, age maintenance. You got to start with 25 hits. Ooh, your whole routine changes.
Okay, not even 25, though, but I feel like I always, like, was very youthful in my like skin.
Yeah.
And like even now I just feel like I definitely like feel myself getting older.
I feel kind of dry, like dried up. Like kind of like a prune. Like I look in the mirror, I'm like, ooh, like you do not look as, like I see pictures from when I was 17. I'm like, oh, I have like a glow.
Yeah, like that, the youthful glow is gone.
The glow's not there. I'm looking haggard.
Okay, same.
Like I don't look great. I don't even know how I'm dating someone right now. It just amazes me every day.
I don't look great.
I don't look awesome. I mean, I don't look my worst. I've looked worse in the past, but I think it's just the quarantine, man. My eyebrows aren't done. My hair's like falling out.
Yeah, I feel like everyone is kind of probably going through this.
And no one's giving me a haircut. Like anyone, I've texted 10 people. Anyone know anyone who cuts hair? Not a single soul. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
You really need a haircut that bad?
Yes. It's like falling out. Maybe I have other issues.
Wait, what? No, wait, so it's falling out, so you're going to get a haircut?
That's dramatic. Not in clumps. I feel like the split ends are just, they're acting up.
They're acting up.
Mm-hmm. it's okay. We'll get through it. That's the least of the problems in the world right now.
Yeah, I think you're going to
I'll just stop talking forever.
I think you're going to be fine.
Will I make it? I hope.
What motivates you, Ellie? What gets you out of bed in the morning?
Oh, Phil's coffee.
Okay, same.
Yeah, Phil's is always great. No.
So Phil's is what motivates you on a day-to-day basis for life. You're like, you wake up, you're like, man, Phil's is getting me through this day.
I mean, slightly, that's part of it. But
okay, no, but like, I'm talking just like meaningful.
Something more meaningful than Phil's.
Yeah.
And caffeine.
Yeah.
I think just like, the fact that I have so much potential opportunities and like so many potential opportunities in front of me. Like even today I'm like scrolling through LinkedIn. There's just so much out there that I could do. And I don't know. I feel like there's just so many different fields I can explore. So I'm just excited about that. It motivates me every day. I'm just like, I don't have to be doing what I'm doing right now. Right. I could change paths again and do something new. I don't know. I think it's like your 20s are just a weird time.
It really is, and I feel like people don't know that until they actually experience it.
Yeah.
It is, but I agree. There's, like, so much potential of what they, of what you could do.
Yeah.
But it's honestly not even on the traditional path. So that's why it's just, it can be scary and daunting, but.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in college, like, our path was kind of, it was limited. It was closed off. We couldn't really do much beyond running in school. And now it's like, oh, I could do running. I could do a job. I could do a side hustle. I could have this relationship. I can, you know, I was just like, I can do anything I want. And
yeah,
like I got early in this podcast, I'm like, oh, it's super stressful. But at the same time, it's like amazing. Like the freedom.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that's how I feel when I, because I obviously work for myself. Yeah. I feel the exact same way.
Like, yeah, you feel more than me.
There's just so many opportunities out there.
Right. And we're at the age, like, we don't have families. We have, like, no responsibilities.
Yeah, basically. Which is why I'm like, okay, I need to take advantage of this.
Same.
Because I know in the future I will have responsibilities than me. I mean, honestly, it's not looking that.
I don't know if I can do the kids, Emma. Like, I.
Ooh. Well, we're going there. Sorry. Why not?
I don't know. No, I think I can't. Like, today I was walking and I saw these, like, two little boys on bikes. Like, they were so little. And I was like, okay, maybe. They're cute.
Hey, but why wouldn't you? What?
I don't know. It's just a lot of responsibility. Like,
yeah, but you're probably just not ready right now.
No, definitely not.
I feel like perspectives will change when you feel ready.
Well, in this generation, you'll too. Like, how old is old to be having kids? I mean, are eggs dry up at like 35?
No. Okay. I heard that your peak fertility is at 25.
Oh, so I should just lock down whatever's happening right now and just call it quits.
Just start on the dating scene. Having kids right now.
Shoot. I mean, I guess. Like, it's quarantine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could also do some research. Obviously, neither of us have done extensive research on the topic of having kids.
We are not smart.
We don't know what we're talking about, and neither of us are having kids soon.
No.
So.
I mean, you better – I mean, 25, better get back on Hinge quick.
No, I give up on dating apps. They don't work.
They might.
I don't know. I don't know if I have much faith.
Yeah. Worked out for me.
Yeah, that's true. It's worked out for a lot of people I know, but.
Same here. Surprise. I mean, it's also not worked out for probably the vast majority, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about them. I go in ebbs and flows, you know?
I just don't miss going on dates at all.
It's kind of painful. It's kind of painful, the whole process. It's not even painful.
It hurts. It's like, I mean, you get so excited and then you get to the date and you're just so disappointed. And it's like, seriously, dude? Like, there's just something wrong every single time. I can tell within the first 2 minutes. I'm like, this is either it or, oh, it's absolutely no. I'm gonna head out.
That's what I feel like. I feel like I will not find love on a dating app because you just don't have that in-person connection. And the vibe is usually off.
Oh, I can tell over text too. I'm like, I already, like, that's why I very, very rarely actually meet up with people because I can already tell by the text communication. Like, if you suck at texting, no.
Exactly.
You're already boring when you have hours and hours to respond to me. Like, oh no. That's not good.
Yeah, that's why I don't know. Some people have found love on dating apps. I just don't. I mean, maybe I'll keep trying. My guy friends keep encouraging me to keep trying. They were going to make me download Premium Hinge. They were going to chip in $5 each
so I could download it.
Yeah, no, but I was like, no, I'm not going to let you pay for my Premium Hinge.
All your guy friends. That comes out later. All my guy friends paid for me to get this. Okay.
They're really that desperate for me to... No. Get a boyfriend, I guess.
It's just, like, it's kind of scary, too. Like, you don't really know. Like, you don't know them. They're complete strangers. It could be completely, like, complete weirdos.
Exactly. That's why there's so many things that scare me and are just...
Oh.
It's seem bad. Off about the dating process these days that sometimes I just...
Ooh, yeah.
Give up and don't talk to anyone. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll find love one day, Ellie. We'll see.
Maybe. Yeah. You might find it on Hinge. Maybe in real life. We can only hope. IRL.
On Hinge
in real
life.
We met IRL.
Shut up.
I hated that. Please never. Don't put that in.
I'm putting that in.
No. What are your goals?
Not what are my goals?
Yeah. What are your goals?
We can get into it.
Yeah.
Let's
go into your 5-year plan. Why don't we?
I don't know. This is something I've really tried to, like, sit down with myself, or at least I've been thinking about sitting down with myself. and kind of sorting it out just to kind of have like a better, even day-to-day plan. Like, I want my big 5-year
story
plan
to Emma's life.
Well, what?
I'm gonna sit down. I'm gonna develop a better routine for myself every day. Okay,
I'm just trying to be a
wellness
queen.
Emma FaceTimes me at 12. I just woke up.
Shut up. Yeah, right. I don't wake up at 12.
No, guys. Honestly, half the time Emma's like, I went for a 2-hour bike this morning. I'm like, what, dude? How,
dude?
Like, Emma has a lot of motivation.
I don't know.
No, you have a lot of motivation.
I do, but it comes in spurts. So. But I think one of the things that I've lacked over the past couple of years is a 5-year plan. And that's why I asked you this question, because I'm curious.
God, title this podcast, 5-year plan.
It is, but it's true, because like having a lack of, because think about your whole life.
I try not to.
It's basically been around running, and you know what your plan is.
I know.
Your plan is to go to college, to make it to NCAAs, to do well at NCAAs. For you, I guess that was become a professional runner, but
since been edited,
but like things have been like kind of laid out for you. And now I think even since just graduating college, I haven't really had a 5-year plan, because I've kind of been figuring out what I want to do next. And now that I kind of know and like know myself better and what I like to do, I think I need to actually sit down and just kind of think of like goals for the future. Some of them just being like, I don't know. I've been really, really into my like food blogging recently. And
yeah, it's taken off, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, I've just been, I don't know if it's taken off, but I've just been putting a lot of work into it.
No, it's taken off.
Well, thanks, I guess.
Of course.
I guess. But yeah, I want to keep doing
take
that.
Compliment.
Okay. Thank you, Ellie. I really appreciate it.
That's what I wanted
my
to hear.
Loving sister.
Yes. Loving favorite sister. Perfect.
Oh, wait. I didn't say favorite.
Oh. Am I not your favorite? Okay, we won't get into that.
Okay, we won't get into that.
5-year plan.
But yeah, I don't know. I just wanna need to define it better. But I actually wrote this down in my notes.
Ooh, let's hear.
The other day. Let me see what I got.
Scroll through your
Let me scroll. I'm
journal.
Scrolling. I'm scrolling right now.
Oh, your phone notes. I thought this was like a handwritten journal.
Oh, well, it's my like journal on my iPad. So it literally is a bullet journal, but it's whatever.
Got it.
I guess I just want to keep growing my following on my food account and just reaching as many people as I can. And same with this like podcast, because it's something I really like to do. I already know. Mm-hmm. I already know I like to talk. So I'm really glad I like kind of jumped into this without really knowing how to do a podcast, because
that's when you have to, anything new, you just have to start. So many people, they never even start it because they're too worried. And I think it's amazing you just started it.
Exactly.
Who cares?
And I don't, who cares? And I feel like, but I feel like I already got past that point with like my YouTube and my food Instagram and stuff. Like, it was really embarrassing when I first started. I was like horrified of what people thought of me. And like, people did make fun of me at the beginning, but
yeah,
I just kind of like
just
pushed
jealous.
Through it. And I guess, I don't know why they made fun of me. I was like, sorry.
Why does
you
it
don't
matter? Don't watch.
I don't know.
I don't.
But,
I never understood that. Like all people, like people making fun of people for YouTube videos. I mean, that was a thing in high school too. I was always like, "Ew, you have a YouTube?" Like people thought they were weird.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, what people dislike about it or whatever. But I feel like I already kind of went through that. So the podcast, I wasn't really that nervous about of like people's response to it. It was more of I don't really know how to actually do a podcast. So it was like trying to figure out how to like record, how to edit. And like what platforms to use, then like show notes, like all this stuff I just didn't know how to do, and it was jumping down. And that's like scary, because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but you can figure it out. And the best way to figure out is just by doing it.
Exactly. You might mess up, but whatever. Move on.
Exactly.
Figure it out. You'll live and learn.
Yeah. So that's why I started this podcast, is because I knew I liked to talk and I wanted to do a different
I wanted to share my thoughts.
Because people really
They love
care.
Your voice. They love your voice.
I guess, even
your
though
soothing
I cringe
voice.
When I cringe when I edit like anything. I'm like, ugh.
No, I honestly listened to the first one. I was like, oh, Emma has a nice voice.
Oh. Thanks,
it wasn't like some people's voices, oh, like I can't even stand it for longer than like 2 minutes. But yours I managed
well,
to listen to.
Thanks, managed to listen to.
No. That was, no, I actually you had a good voice.
Yeah, thanks. But yeah, so Well, actually, this thing I'm reading, it isn't even a 5-year plan. It's a 1-year plan. So it's, or not even 1 year, it's for the rest of 2020. I guess I still need to sit down and write my 5-year plan.
It's a six-month plan. That's the thing. I feel like 5 years is so far in the future. I don't know what's going to happen. My life changes so dramatically every 2 months.
Exactly. So, but it's just something to think about, like having overarching goals. And for me, it's definitely, I'm not someone that's super money motivated. I have a hard time like reaching beyond like my comfort zone in that way, I guess. Yeah. Or like just,
I don't know. It's always just an awkward conversation. Like money in general is kind of like, ugh.
Yeah. So I think it is. It is. And I've gotten better at talking about money and stuff, but it just is.
It's so, I know.
Makes me feel nervous I feel and like negotiating. Oh. Like
it's hard, man.
It's hard. And
especially as a freelancer like you. Oh my gosh. You're like setting all your own prices too.
Yeah, exactly. And that was something at the very beginning. I was like, what do I do?
Right. They have nothing I don't know to go anything. Off of.
No, and I barely even had any friends that like were in the free or not. It's not, I guess it's not freelance. It's the influencer scene.
Influencer sector. But
I didn't have that many friends were doing what I was doing. So it was hard for me to figure out how to even make money off of my stuff.
Right. And you have not like
monetized.
Oh, that's so. I was listening to this other podcast about like graphic designers and they were like, yeah, sometimes when I'm emailing a company, I just, right before I send the email, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to add on another $1,000 to my fee and see if they'll accept it. And half the time they're like, yeah, sure.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, sure. Crazy. Can I get 5 more grand? Yeah, sure. Okay. Okay. Here you go. What? Huh? Well, I wasn't even going to ask.
It's so hard and you don't want to undervalue yourself, but then you don't want to, I don't know. I guess it's kind of like reading the room. And like, if you're working with a bigger company, I think you have more of a say in that.
Yeah, I agree. Bigger the budget, usually.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not like you can do that for everyone.
No.
Because a lot of the time, like, even if I just send over, like, I don't know, a negotiated offer, people will be like, we can absolutely not do that. And I'm like, okay, sorry.
See ya.
I don't know, but then you don't want to undervalue yourself either. So it's just a weird thing to figure out, and it's something I really had to come to terms with instead of just, I don't know, not paying attention to it.
Yeah.
Because now I like have to.
Right. You're
and
forced.
I have to have those awkward conversations.
Yeah. I know. It's the money thing will always be a little awkward, just how it is.
Yeah. But I think I am a little bit more money motivated now, and
probably because we're getting old and we're like, oh, we actually like need it.
I need to be financially stable.
Yeah. It's like a big deal. Obviously.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. And it's just, it's weird.
It's weird. But it's a weird time.
Yeah. I've started investing in the stock market.
Yeah. You told me that. I was like, wow. Okay. Here we go.
Well, I'm just trying to like learn. I want to learn other things. I want to diversify income, I guess. Oh,
they always say that. I'm like, I know I need to do that. Oh, yeah. I'm realizing the same things. Like, I really
but it's like, you
smarter.
Have to figure out how to, you have to figure out how to do it.
Also, you need money to make money. Like, I don't have, like, ugh. Yeah.
That's true in the stock market.
Exactly.
That is true.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's hard to figure all this out.
Yeah. So, I guess that's my, I mean, that's not really a good answer, but I guess those are my goals for the rest of the year.
Diversify your portfolio of income.
It's diversify my income. No, I just want to learn more about the stock market, to be honest.
Yeah. No, I feel like I'm naive in a lot of adult topics.
I would say the overarching thing is I am naive in a lot of topics that I should know more about and I need to learn.
I 100% agree with that. I'm
gonna
work on that too. Add that to my 5-year. I'm actually bolding that right now in my journal.
Yeah, I'll solve that.
Oh, I have my iPad right here. It's right here.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, well, we're coming to the end of the podcast now. This has gone a lot of different ways.
Yeah. Aww. This is really just like a seesaw. That's a horrible analogy.
What the heck? Okay, that makes no sense.
I went to Wake Forest.
It's like a seesaw.
Okay, I have quarantine brain, guys. Cut me some slack. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Going off of that, since I'm sure everyone wants to know, what is like a life motto that you live by?
Oh, great. Thank you. I would say if you don't try, you'll never know if you're going to succeed. Something like that. Like, if you don't try, you don't ask, like, you're never going to get what you want. So
that's a good one.
Yeah, I really like that one. Like, if you don't ask, then you'll never know. So I'm kind of like putting that mindset in anything I do, career-wise, relationship, like anything. It's like, I might as well just ask.
What's an example of how you've implemented that into your own life recently?
That's a good question. I just implemented this actually as of the last 5 seconds.
Oh, so it's something you want to implement.
Yes. I can't give any recent example.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, it's something, something I'm working towards this year. I feel like I just like kind of just take the situation for what it is. You know, I'm trying to change that mentality. Like I kind of just, I don't know, accept things, and I'm not into that anymore. I'm going to change it.
Okay. Well, that's a life motto you want to live by then.
I guess, yeah, you asked what's one I currently live by. Stay stagnant. Yeah.
Stay stagnant.
Stay the same.
Okay, what a motivational episode this is.
Oh my God. It's just, we're keeping it real, guys, okay? I'm a normal girl. I'm 25. I'm figuring it all out. I don't have it all together. I'm not some motivational, you know, super amazing human being. I'm just average.
Yeah.
Working towards being better.
Yeah. Well, Ellie, thank you for coming on to the podcast. I know you're really excited to get on here.
Yeah, you didn't have to beg me or anything.
No.
I wasn't going to bail.
Yeah, Ellie didn't FaceTime me 10 minutes before being like, can we reschedule?
What are you talking about, dude? What?
Also, I forgot to mention, Ellie made the art for this podcast. I've actually gotten a few compliments, Ellie, and people questioning where I got the art. Or how did I make it? And I was like, absolutely did not make this. So
Emma's inspiring. She's inspired me. I wasn't even gonna get into graphic design until this quarantine. Emma was like, do you wanna make something for me? I was like, and I thought it over for like a week and I was like, no. And then you know what? I decided to do it and now I'm actually into it. It's a new hobby. So thank you, Emma.
And now you're professional graphic designer.
I am an artist. Services available, DM me. I will make you art. Love it.
Okay, Ellie, well, where can people find you if they want to follow you after this motivational episode?
Oh, I know they want to follow me. Just my first name, last name, at Ellie Abrahamson. Instagram. I don't really tweet, so yeah, it's kind of just Instagram. And then I also started like an art one if you're into graphic stuff, Above Average Designs. Average is spelled AVG. Got a little abbreviation there, so.
Nice. Okay. Well, thank you for coming on. And can we get a good old peace out, fellas?
Peace out, fellas. How was that?
Can you do a better job on that?
Peace out, fellas. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you guys for listening to today's episode of Combos Over Cold Brew. I was literally LOLing editing this podcast. I don't know, Ellie and I always have such a good time, and this episode was so random, but make sure that if you listen on Apple Podcasts, it would be amazing if you could rate and review the podcast and help spread the word. Also, I have an Instagram for this podcast. It's just at Combos Over Cold Brew. So make sure to go follow for updates over there and inspiration. And I will hear from you guys in the next one. Peace out, fellas.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place. to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.